Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, what does it mean when you hear the words best practices? What does that mean for coaches, trainers, and even where parents are involved in their children's athletics? My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's the executive director of the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. So what are you, you're the executive director, National Youth Sports Health and Safety. What does best practices mean for the listeners?
Well, first, thank you, Melanie, for having me back. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. What we were looking for at the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute is an opportunity to, frankly, identify and recognize those youth sports community organizations, and there are plenty of them, who are really willing to demonstrate their commitment to safe and healthy youth athlete participation and development. And we really wanted to keep it pretty simple and achievable and yet meaningful to their programs and their kids. So it really boils down to saying that they are going to commit to providing annual education for coaches, and we outline on our website what that should include, as well as, you know, develop and implement and most importantly, rehearse an emergency action plan. And then lastly, to have the coaches read and distribute the our institute's parent pledge, which we've talked about previously on your show.
Okay, so when you're saying the youth institutes and the youth organizations out there, you're talking about like even AYSO, the soccer and baseball and hockey and all of the things our kids are involved in today. They're extracurricular activities.
Absolutely, and it could be a state organization or a national governing body, but most likely it's going to be, you know, those community sports programs, the parks and rec or clubs and things like that. That you know, really want to be, maybe distinguish their program and their brand, and tell the parents and show the parents and demonstrate that, you know, we're watching out for your kids, and we are committing to at least this minimal standard, and certainly they can do more, but this demonstrates to the parents, to the community, that we're doing the right thing and we're aligned as a best practices partner with a national organization. So I think it speaks well for the organization and program.
Well, as a parent of children that are in these types of clubs and programs, I'm thrilled to hear this because I do worry sometimes that the coaches, now, how do you get these organizations to sit up and take notice, Dr. Bergeron? And the fact is that many of these clubs, the parks and recs and these external clubs, have parents as coaches. So how do you get them trained to do, because sometimes I've questioned some of the coaches of my children's teams and been like, but then they're volunteers and they're parents and they don't like to be questioned because they're doing this as a side thing.
Right. Well, that's a great point. And we're not looking to change how they are instructing the kids and how they're organizing the administration side of their program. But at the same time, we recognize that a lot of the volunteers, as you correctly identified, really don't know, okay, well, outside of running the program, outside of scheduling the games, what is it that's important for me to do? And there's a lot of information available on the website. We're not necessarily saying that they have to be using our information only, but, you know, people have access to a lot of things. But, you know, we outline to them basic information about teaching youth and various differences between boys and girls, and this is kind of information along with hydration and nutrition and things that you need to be aware of and can help you better manage your kids. Again, not trying to tell them how to run their program. Outside of that education, you know, it's really important to have an emergency action plan. A lot of these volunteer coaches may not be thinking anything beyond, well, I have my cell phone and I'm going to dial 911, and that's a great first step, and that's probably the most important step. But there are some other things about getting kids off the field or what if there is a concussion or a suspected concussion? Do you know your state law and what your responsibilities are as even a volunteer coach? And, you know, so these are, again, simple things that aren't too much of a burden to these volunteer coaches if we're talking about those kinds of programs. But it certainly gives that person maybe an advantage, but certainly a level of comfort that, okay, this is what a national organization is suggesting I do to really improve the program.
As far as I'm concerned, Dr. Bergeron, go ahead and tell them how to run their organizations, because I'm quite sure that you could direct them better than some of them are directing themselves. So you mentioned a few things besides the cell phone and calling 911 and a little nutrition, hydration. Give us some examples of what this best practices is going to be teaching these volunteers or these professional coaches, because, you know, now some of the clubs are aligning themselves with professional teams. Like we have soccer organizations and clubs that are now with professional soccer teams or coaches. Give us an example of what they're going to be, you know, kind of pledging to help out with.
Right. And I guess, the, you know, your choice of words, what are we teaching them? And I think eventually we're going to get to that point where we'll have a community sports coaches certification. But at this point, this is really a first step to say that, okay, what is it, the information that you need? And you can get it from us. You can get it from other resources. You mentioned hydration, nutrition, certainly safety in the heat, the importance of rest and recovery, and even the importance of making sure that you're promoting a message of not, you know, shortening them on sleep and things like that are really important for them to perform well and to balance that academic life with their sport life. Certainly there'll be information that they should be sharing and learning about basic injury care and management, you know, really understanding that kids shouldn't be playing when they're hurt. Again, the concussion recognition management, that's an important thing that they need to really be aware of. Specific to an emergency action plan, it's important to have an AED, an automated external defibrillator, on site in case, you know, that's needed, or have emergency evacuation procedures, a variety of different things. Again, we're not saying that you're going to go through a lengthy course and do all this right now, but this is the kind of basic information you need to provide to the coaches of a community program or a club. But really, as a responsible volunteer, you really need to be aware of these things too.
What about sportsmanship as healthy youth athlete development? That's a huge important part, is the sportsmanship, the having fun with it. Because we know, Dr. Bergeron, most of these kids are not going to go on to play pro. So we want them to, you know, develop a lifelong love for getting healthy, being active, playing games and team sports. Is that included?
Absolutely. And that's why we have as our third point that, you know, the coaches are going to read and distribute the parent pledge to all parents to read with their kids. And we've gone through that on your show before, but that's really about a more healthy approach to the sport itself and their participation in it. So it is indeed focused on fun. It is indeed focused on a long-term healthy development process. It is indeed focused on not doing too much too often and making sure there's enough rest and recovery and all of that. So, you know, that is absolutely why we included that, so that we cover things like sportsmanship and playing the game for the right reason. But as I said earlier, this is going to grow into, hopefully down the road, a much more comprehensive effort that we can provide a lot more detail on all of these areas. This is step one, but I think it's a really important step. And if organizations take this step, I think it moves the needle quite a bit forward.
In just the last 30 seconds, Dr. Bergeron, kind of wrap it up and give the website for the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute where they can find this best practices partner sheet.
Well, thank you. Well, our website is nyshsi.org, and you can see right across the top of the banner a best practices tile to click on, and you can also see the parent pledge right on our front page. And if you go to that, it'll outline exactly what you need to do and commit to. And after clicking on an agreement and providing a little bit of information so we can contact you, you will get an email of a certificate that you can hang proudly with your organization. And we really hope that organizations do this, because I think it does send an important message to the parents.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Stay well.